Hello, and welcome to Morning and Evening. I'm Bill Naff, and it's good to be with you for today's meditation on Scripture and the comments of Charles Haddon Spurgeon. In Psalm 39, the psalmist asks God to hear his prayer, and he says humbly in verse 12, "Lord, I realize that I am a traveling stranger with you, a guest like all my ancestors." And then Charles Spurgeon shares these insights. "Yes, O Lord, I am a stranger with you, but not to you. All of my natural estrangement from you has been removed by your grace, and now in fellowship with you, I walk through this sinful world as a pilgrim, a traveler in a foreign country. How can it be that you, O Lord, are a stranger in your own world as well? Man forgets you, dishonors you, and sets up his own laws apart from you. When your dear son came to live among the very people he had created, they refused to receive him. Never was a foreigner so speckled a bird among the inhabitants of any land as was your beloved son. It shouldn't surprise me, then, that as I follow Jesus, I too will be a stranger to this world. How can I be a citizen where Jesus was an alien? His pierced hands have loosened the ropes that once bound my soul to earth, and now I find myself a stranger here. But here is the sweetness of my situation. I am a stranger with you, O Lord. You are my fellow sufferer, my fellow pilgrim. Oh, what joy to wander in such blessed company! My heart burns within me along the way as you speak to me. Even though I am a traveler, I am far more blessed than those who sit on thrones, and far more at home than those who live in impressive houses. I don't live here or there. My country is wherever you are, O Lord." Well, Psalm 39, verse 12 is the basis of today's commentary by Charles Spurgeon, thoughts borrowed from his classic devotional book, Morning and Evening. You can get a copy of the revised and edited transcript you've just heard by going to our website, morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff. So long.